the ways that I would do this is firstly sharing the bigger picture. So what's the point? Why are you asking people to get involved? Is it because it's going to shed a light on how MPs file their expenses? Is it because you want to build up a picture of how mobile phone companies work across the UK? You know, there's no point going in with some kind of call to action without that broad brush of what's the point, why are you doing this? And that's where you're going to touch on people's interests with the story. The second one, which Paul mentioned, is being very specific about what you're asking your readers to do. You know, you can't just sort of do a kind of vague call out asking for things at random. So the kind of line by line, actually how people take photos, what kind of image you're looking for, how they send them in. And so that touches on the last thing, which is actually giving them, you know, quite specific instructions for how they can get involved as well. So those would be the three things I would say really work when it comes to crowdsourcing. And now we're going to look at a few examples from my time at The Guardian in London. So any questions on